Hello, I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And I'm Sarah Bishop.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
So drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
And we are so fortunate on this December 8th to be joined again by our lovely friends Clay and Emily.
Hello.
They did well last time, so we've invited them back again.
It's a new day.
Do you want to pull out this wine?
Yeah, let's check it out. What do we got for December 8th? Let's see. Ooh! Who's Who Pinotage with a little owl, a little blue owl on it, from Western Cape, South Africa.
Again, continuing the trend of very
New World wine.
Very cute labels.
I am curious about the negociant.
Me too.
Since we just talked about it yesterday, we all know what that means now.
So this is as Sarah said, this is a South African Pinotage. Pinotage, interestingly, relatively new varietal created in 1924 in South Africa. It is a crossbreed of a Pinot Noir and something called a Sin Salt that no one's ever heard of. And it's been described as kind of a darker, more tannic Pinot Noir, which sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good.
I'm excited, Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, generally, my critique of a Pinot Noir is it runs a little too light and kind of too sweet sometimes.
Are you problems over here?
Having
just keep going. It's fine.
I don't have a lot else to say.
Sarah is adding rhythmic textures to the podcast.
You need
a good sonic terrain to keep the listeners engaged.
A little sonic terroir there.
Terroir.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Oh yeah. So it's pouring out very quite dark.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a red wine. Looks like pretty much any red wine.
I didn't mistake it for a white wine for a second.
No.
I immediately
knew. Very clearly not a white wine. Very clearly a red wine.
Berry.
Ooh.
Smells like berry.
Yeah. Very jammy nose.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Jammy nose.
Strawberry. I feel like strawberry.
Strawberry. Mm-hmm.
It's got some legs on it. This is a 12.5% alcohol, still pretty light wine.
Oh, I like that one a lot. I think that's good. Kind of meaty, but jammy.
I like that too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you get that kind of bitterness right up front to go with the, oftentimes you have that hit of fruitiness first and then kind of the bitterness following that, but I feel like it's just slapping you in the face with everything it's got right away.
Assertive, but not ostentatious.
Mm-hmm. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Careful differentiation there, yes.
Any other initial thoughts before we break here?
I suppose we should just hear from our sponsors then.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Who's Who? And it's got a cute picture of an owl. It's a South African Pinotage, a varietal I will admit I was not really familiar with. We all talked about the rich kind of blackberry bramble fruit that it opens with. I think what ultimately wins me over, though, is there's a little hint of smokiness in the finish, which I really like.
Uh-huh.
And which adds enough complexity so it's not just like your typical New World fruit forward, blah, 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 blah. So I dig it. Almost reminds me a little bit of a Cab Franc in some ways. So I think I'm gonna give this one 4 JBs. I'm not going to 5. I do think I could see this getting a little too tannic after a couple glasses, but it would be very good with food. It's killer. I like it. 4. Clay.
Oh, wow. I also really like this wine. I love a red. I concur with Jeremy about the smokiness. It's got an edge to it. And also longevity to the
body.
That's it.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. Like that.
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Okay, guys. Clay is talking.
Sorry.
Clay is speaking.
I could sit with this one for a while. I just read on the internet that the thing about legs, or sometimes known as wine tears, as an indicator of quality, is utterly a myth.
Well, this doesn't have much.
Yeah.
I thought it was just an indicator of alcohol content.
Mm. Oh, is that
some
true?
Level. But
I didn't know that.
I don't know. Mm. Or like,
I think what I really there's a kick to the nose on this one that I feel like gives it a little extra oomph. Mm. But could it go harder? I think it could be punchier.
Yeah.
I think it could be fuller, more robust. So I would also give it for JB's,
yeah,
for Josh Brolin's.
I think that's that Pinot Noir heritage coming through. It is, it's pretty light, and I think if it went harder, I agree with you.
Just be yourself.
Yeah,
go all the way. Don't hide it under.
It makes me want to try a Sin Salt, which was the other varietal, which I feel like is doing the heavy lifting in here.
Don't hide it under a bushel, as they say.
Don't hide your light.
I enjoy this a lot. I didn't really detect the smokiness quite so much, but I did feel like the jam fruit is very forward.
Yeah.
In a way that I, as a fruit loving person, I appreciate it a lot. I thought it had a pretty clean finish, and I will say, nostalgia points, this wine gave me like a full recollection of a meal that we used to get at the restaurant we went to when we went out to eat in Zanesville, Ohio, growing up. A dish that was called chicken messina, and it was a relatively light chicken tomato pasta that was super delicious, not too sweet, pretty like salty actually. And something about this is taking me right to that meal. It was really nice. I like it. And since I'm an easy grader, I'm going to also say 4.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That was a great review.
That was an excellent review. Okay. Well, I mean, I just got to go corny and say, who wouldn't like this wine?
That's fine. We can cut that out.
Peter Josh. Maybe my new go-to with bold barbecue, spicy sauces, and grilled veggies.
Spicy sauces.
Yeah.
I'm excited to spend more time in the Western Cape in 2024, and I am giving this 4.5 JB. I'm taking it up. So, with that.
Thank you for sharing, Sarah.
That's going to give us an average of 4.125. 4.125.
Did it?
I love that you long division this.
Yeah, I usually do.
You literally drew a long division.
I do. I mean, I've been doing my long division.
That's a beauty.
Keeping me in practice.
They still teach long division, I can say, because I tutor a child and she uses it.
I use it all the time.
Does she not know how to use a calculator?
I think she's, well, actually she does. She has one, and I recently told her how to do square roots on it.
That's a fun thing to draw, the square root sign.
It is. But it's also pretty similar to the
division.
Long division sign.
Yeah, adventures in wine tasting. It is The unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar. Don't mind me, just keep
going. Gotta do it.
From Costco, and is in no way
the thing about Matt.
Affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World in 24 Wines Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The World in 24 Wines Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.
16 days till Christmas!
After all, there's only 16 days till Christmas.
I don't celebrate, but I'm happy for those of you who do.
Actually, I do work for Costco.